Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Victory or die!
Let's kill them! Oh! gets them.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
All right, good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation here for another week, another weekend, another Saturday, another wet Saturday in Vancouver, British Columbia, at the University of British Columbia, CITR Radio. Yeah, the show is Generation Annihilation, and you can tune us in online, www.citr.ca, 101.9 FM. On the dial, and my name is Aaron, and today is part two of the of our 2015 releases roundup. And yeah, I got a whole whack of vinyl. Yeah, playing lots of vinyl that I bought last year. Lots of cool vinyl that came out. Last weekend we did new bands and new releases of 2015. Well, this show is old bands and old releases that have been reissued, and we started off with the latest from Motorhead and the last from Motorhead, Bad Magic. Victory or Die was the name of the track, and I got to start listening to this record more. I only listened to it once and kind of threw it in the pile. I was a big fan of the record before Aftershock. It was kind of different than what they had done in the last little while, but yeah, listening to it again, yeah, that's very rocking. So yeah, rest in peace, Lemmy Kilmister, and if you saw the speech last week or the service, yes, there were some very good people speaking, including his son Paul, who started it all off and said what a struggle it was getting through that last record, Bad Magic, but he was determined to do it and went out and did one final tour. Yes, a very unfortunate thing that happened in 2015, the death of Lemmy Kilmister, Motorhead bassist and frontman, and also another sad and untimely thing. We didn't see this one coming, but Brian Goebel from the Subhumans, he passed away. Brian Goebel, also known as Wimpy Boy Roy, and we followed off with a reissue of the Death of the Sickoids 7-inch release. Is it a reissue? It is a boot. Or is it a bootleg? I don't know. It's white vinyl. It's pretty good, and it cost me about $10, not $500, what the original would cost one nowadays. So yeah, two very disappointing things that happened in the year 2015 and 2016. Already getting off to some disappointments. Of course, David Bowie, who passed away, and Killing Joke, who were supposed to come February 3rd or 4th. Yeah, they canceled their whole tour due to some illness or something like that. But it isn't the first time Killing Joke have canceled playing the city. So let's hope they come back, because they gave us a great record in the year 2015 called Pylon, and we're going to hear a track from it called Euphoria on part two of Generation Annihilation's 2015 releases roundup shows.
Oh,
just when I thought things were fine. The system said, the voices in my head, they contradict me all the time. I must confess, my life is in a mess, the best of plans of mice and men. And when they start to really fall apart, can't take them back again. Feelings of regret instead of sweet romance. I wrote a song about how things go wrong. You think I would have learned by now? Time and again, it's driving me insane. Those voices in my head, they contradict me all the time. I must confess, my life is in a mess, the best of paths of mice and men. And when they start to really fall apart,
take your crap no more. Not gonna take it no more. help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
LiveBand.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. LiveBand.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR, and we start the sets off with Killing Joke from their latest release, Pylon. Came out last year. Name of the track is called Euphoria. You can find this on Spine Farm Records, followed with Buzzcocks. I kind of cheated a little bit here. This record came out in 2014, although I didn't get it until 2015. And it got a ton of plays on this show. It's a great record. Name of the track we heard was called Out of the Blue, followed with DOA, their latest on Sudden Death Records. Hard Rain Falling, We're Not Going to Take Your Crap, or Not Going to Take Your Crap is the name of the song. And followed with Poison Idea from the Confusing Conquer release on Southern Lord Records. We had a track called Tripwire, and yeah, Poison Idea came to town this year as well, and yeah, that four bands that are still kicking after decades and decades. Yeah, hope they can keep it going for decades longer. Gonna get into some bands who have been gone for a while, who had reissues put out this year, and yeah, this next set of tunes are by releases that I bought at the Fine Hits and Misses record store, which opened up in 2015 and is hopefully here to stay as well. From the Punk Demos Collection, this is The Underdogs with a track called Big Brother.
Rock Against 1984. Can you feel his eyes burning holes in the back of your head? From a man in the back, smoking a large cigarette. You never realize when you wake up from that train that your hands took the belly in the government mind. Big Brother's gonna be watching you in 1984. Through the rebel states around the world, I gotta be number. In the back of my cameras and their eyes, convince you all the people into robots shall survive. Don't put the devil out of bring you to your knees. You can find confusion here, but you can't find peace. Big Brother's gonna be watching you in 1984. The rebel states around the world, I gotta be number. Your hands are dirty in the government mind.
Despite boasting a conference record of 11-1, the UBC women's volleyball team is at fourth place in the Canada West League. Will they be able to keep up their run, extend their two-game winning streak, and move up the standings? Or will they fall to the Brandon University Bobcats? Find out this Saturday on January the 16th on 5 p.m. on CanadaWest.ca with live commentary from the CITR sports team.
The hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Generation Annihilation on CITR started things all off with the Underdogs from the Punk Demos collection. And yeah, what an awesome full-length LP this is. Yeah, they were on the Riot City Records label, put out one 7-inch, and this other recording was a shelved recording that never saw the light of day till 2015. And we followed with another act who were also on the Riot City Records label, talking about Court Martial. From the Demos and Singles collection, we heard a track called Your War, and followed with Ultra Violence, Crime for Revenge, another fine reissue on Video Disease Records. Yeah, the original is very hard to find, and it came out on Riot City as well in the early 80s, and it was probably one of their hardest releases. It's awesome. Followed with The Actives from the Kick It Down reissue, The Actives out of Scotland, heard a track from The Pack, called The Pack, and we followed with the Squats out of Holland from the Noise Overdose release, 33 7-inch EP. We heard a track called Shut Your Bleeding Head, and right now we're going to get back into the reissues, which came out in 2015. This is an awesome one. Originally came out in 1977. It is The Depressions.
Stoned out basement days down by the sea. We're crashing out upon the beach, the Lord arrested me. And they said I was a vagrant. I just spat on the pavement. I flashed on the road and changed and said, I'll see you later, cause you're through in my head. Goes down the avenues to Muse until I hit the streets. The smell of bars, all the noise and the cars made me puke on my face. The alleyways were reeling. I kinda like the feeling. Just gotta keep a hold on my head. It's so strange sometimes I think that I'm dead. We'll be right back.
Mr. Monroe says, I said, I see a little cushion through in my head. I get to drinking and I'm thinking about the lousy, stinky games people play. Ratty, rat, doggy, dog, who's God, where is he anyway? If I'd have wrote the Bible, I've been sued for libel. I mean, religion's okay for the fakes. Don't cry for me, I know I've got what it takes.
smoke. Burn out. This is a joke. Burn out. The irony. Burn out. True history. Liberty is so nice. Liberty with a price. Liberty, you got bucks. Liberty, they really suck. Liberty, killing rape. Liberty, it's on their tape. Liberty, no guarantee. Liberty, you're on me. Liberty is so nice. Liberty with a price. Liberty, if you got bucks. Liberty, they really suck. Liberty, kill and rape. Liberty is on red tape. Liberty, no guarantee. Liberty, we are me. Just us for the one. Just us with a gun. Just us and liberty. Just us for you and me. Just us and liberty. Just us for you and me. Just us and liberty. Just us for you and me.
Yes, Mickey Fitz in the business. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. God bless you.
All right, and at the start of the set, we heard from the Depression's Basement Days from a self-titled reissue on Beat Generation Records, followed with the Pack out of West Germany, a reissue on Ugly Pop Records, another 70s act. Heard a track called Nobody Can Tell Us, and then back to 1980 from Really Red out of Texas, title track from the Modern Needs 7-inch, and this one got reissued on an alternative Tentacles LP called Old Puppets for New Strings, and last year in 2015, alternative Tentacles reissued all Really Red stuff in the format of three LPs with liner notes and lyrics and all kinds of cool stuff, so yeah, Really Red. Kind of an interesting band out of Texas, and yeah, they had some really good stuff. Into the sets with The Lude, a reissue on Puke and Vomit Records, and name of the track we heard was called Justice Liberty, and we're going to get into some live recordings right now, which came out in the year 2015. This was a much anticipated one on Ugly Pop Records from the Toronto 1983 live. Yeah, this is Discharge. Track is called Born to Die in the Gutter. It was originally recorded November 24th, 1983 at Larry's Hideaway in Toronto, Ontario. Here we go. Cold night.
Thank you.
Hello, hi, everybody in the world. This is David Dichter of Millions of Dead Cops, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada. And I just want to say, no war, no KKK, no fascist USA.
Thing is, don't overbounce. He's doing his job, but Mr. Bouncer, you're the lighting. All right, I'm tired of talking about this. Just don't beat up any of the thrashers. No war, no KKK, no fascist USA, no war, no KKK. Fascist USA! Hey, you gotta give this singer some room. You gotta give this singer some room. Radioactive chocolate forever and ever.
You can turn it just a touch up here. Just a touch. This is called Mrs. Pollard. It's about whacking off.
This is my wife, I'm in this man.
All right, three recordings going back to 1983, which came out in the year 2015. We start off with Discharge live in 1983, Born to Die in the Gutter, recorded live in Toronto, Ontario, at Larry's Hideaway. This one came out on Ugly Pop Records. What an awesome record this is. I mean, the price of admission is partly due to the awesome cover and the insert and the pictures. It's just really excellent, and the recording surprisingly isn't too bad either. It's better than a lot of other live Discharge releases. Followed with MDC live at CBGB's 1983, came out on Beer City Records last year. Heard a track called Born to Die. And from the Take a Drunk to Dinner release on Wino Records from San Francisco, we heard Personality Crisis from Winnipeg, Manitoba. Some say Calgary, Alberta, doing a song called Miss Palmer. So there you go. And an excellent show you might want to check out tomorrow at the Astoria. We got Career Suicide, Long Knife, Vacant State, and Oaf. That's going to be a really good one. So check that one out and like us on Facebook. Check us out online, www.generationannihilation.com, although my internet use is to a minimum because I downloaded Windows 10. Now I can't get my computer working, so yeah, maybe I can make a trip to the library tomorrow and update my playlists and podcasts on the website. But yeah, it's always on the CITR website, www.citr.ca. We got Power Chord with Coleman coming up next.